This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on here on Agenda 21 Radio. If you haven't known anybody who's, been in jail, if you haven't known anybody who's been falsely convicted, I can tell you what, I've seen this, and I know of individuals even right now that are serving jail time, and they didn't do the crime, yet they were convicted. And it's sad, and there's nothing you can do about it, at least you think. But of course, in the case of Mr. Flynn, Michael Flynn's case looks to be like it's going to be thrown out, finally. The FBI has been caught red-handed discussing when they were going to interview Michael Flynn to, quote, get him to lie and get him fired. Now, remember, this is the Flynn case. It goes all the way back before Donald Trump was even president, when Michael Flynn was tasked as a national security advisor to Donald J. Trump, or to the president-to-be, because the presidential election in November had already happened when all this stuff started going on, spoke to the ambassador from Russia and got some documents from him, actually. And it's kind of an interesting scenario that happened. The FBI was looking into this already, under the Obama administration. See, this is all going to go back to Obama, by the way. Under the Obama administration, they were using everything they could possibly do to disrupt and destroy Donald Trump before he became president. Before he became president. And that's the salient point of this. Before he became president, they were trying to destroy him. Didn't work. And a lot of it is because, they lied. They absolutely lied. We're going to get into this. But this is the big story right now. Michael Flynn will probably walk because it's going to be certain that if the judge does not, after the weight of all that has been produced now by some documents, handwritten documents, shows that it was a deliberate setup to get him to lie, so-called lie, which I'm not too sure he lied in the process, but it was a plea. It was a plea that got him to this point. I'm not too sure that the judge is not going to throw it out because, you know, Donald Trump came out and tweeted that he would consider a pardon based upon the circumstances, but it would be nice if the judge threw it out. It would be better. It would be much more impactful because if that was to happen and he throws it out, then guess what? Flynn can turn around and sue the FBI and other officials who were openly engaged in the fraudulent behavior and try to get him to lie to take down not even a sitting president, but to set the predicate for other things like the Russiagate and, of course, Stormy Daniels. And then we got impeachment, right? Which they declared, they said that they were going to do before Donald Trump even took office, they were going to do this. So this whole thing has been planned. And now we've got the coronavirus, which is becoming more and more of a hoax, and more people are realizing it. And guess what? It's the deep state operators again behind this. This is what we're finding out. The same teams of lawyers that were foisting upon the Russia hoax have been working overtime to foist upon the coronavirus hoax amongst all Americans, making the pain unbearable, right? Well, you got to blame those guys. You can't blame Donald Trump. He's your president. I woke up this morning and he was still my president. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to wake up in the morning. He's going to be the president. And he's going to be Nancy Pelosi's president, like it or not. Anyway, visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com will get you all the information you need. Also, NCS 51, additional information about all the things happening in New California. We had a fantastic Wednesday night public call last night, over 209 total callers that called in. That's just absolutely blowing it out of the park. Shows that we're growing on the public calls. And, you know, these are callers from all around the nation, actually, from New York to Florida to Kansas to other places. And I want to thank everybody for calling in and taking the time. We actually went almost 2 hours, I think. It was 1 hour and 43 minutes or something like that. So that's how long the call lasted, which was very, very good. Had a great discussion. Chris Street talked for around 30 minutes, actually, about the financial situation going on in California. And by the way, we're going to do a rundown of those states that are in similar, that have the financial problems. And, of course, what's going on with the coronavirus. Right now, we're doing that because right now, Murphy from New Jersey, he's one of my favorite guys, right? This guy detests Donald Trump. Right now, he's groveling into Washington to meet with Donald Trump and begging for money. Now, don't you just like that? The guy hates Donald Trump. He's a never-Trumper. He was the ambassador to Germany under Obama, a totally Hillary Clinton-Obamaite, total. And he's the governor of New Jersey. And, of course, he's been ragging on the president, doesn't get enough support, of course, the state is as broke as a joke. It's not as broke as other states, you know, such as New York, which, by the way, Cuomo had his opportunity to grovel. Then there's Illinois. Then there's Pennsylvania. Then there's other states that are out there broke as a joke. And, of course, the hit by the California. I'm sorry. How could I not bring to you California, right? How could I not say anything about California? But the California thing, of course, is a big one out there. Anyway, so we're going to be taking a long look at some of these states and the prospects of developing new as we have the new California and the new Illinois movement. And by the way, we'll be in touch with them today. Shout out to everybody out there in new Illinois land. They're making the new state of new Illinois, and it's going to happen. Just like new California is going to happen. It's going to happen very quickly, and of course, part of it is the financial problems of every one of these states. Now, take out the coronavirus issue, of which there is money for these states to help them out. Okay, what these states really are wanting to do And that's why you see them kind of reaching to form these alliances, as they're called, or there's another name they use for them, where you would have New York and Illinois and California and Oregon and maybe New Jersey, maybe Pennsylvania, that would come in and form an alliance, which, by the way, is unconstitutional. Earth to governors. The Constitution forbids that kind of activities because the founding fathers knew that if you started forming these kind of regionalism government entities, that it would soon destroy the republic. And of course, how's that working out for most of your states now that have regionalism all over the place, huh? It's not working out well. In fact, those states that have the most regionalism, they're the brokest of the states. I wonder how that happens. Shocking. Absolutely shocking how that's happening. And of course, interesting, I've said about Illinois, they're a little bit further down the road of bankruptcy and insolvency than even California. It's all kind of relative. They've been at this being broke as a joke and on the verge of bankruptcy for a long time, and they just don't pay their bills. That's really what happens. And you got a lot of vendors that are not being paid, and you got the same old, the middle class is being squeezed, the middle class is leaving, just like California, which is what happens to all these. New York, look what's happening to New York. They're so unfriendly to businesses there. They say that they're just cooperating and lovely situation. It's not. It's a nightmare. Anyway, stay with us. We got a lot to do here on Agenda 21 Radio. And remember, we're going to be opening up the phone lines in the third hour, 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255. Or 215-TOP-TALK. It kind of gets you to the same place, same time. Stay with us. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops
pops on.
If it, your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's a Romp Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, a Romp Solar.
Back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. It's 821R.com. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com, state of the future. And the 51st state is coming at you. It's coming at you quicker than you probably think or want to know about, right? I'm just saying we got enough things going on to assure our position in history. And I think that the timing couldn't be better. The whole turmoil that's going on around the nation, right? I mean, it really is a mark of enormous turmoil that's happening here in the great United States. I mean, it's just it's one of those kind of things. What can I say? You know, the economics and all this other stuff is all being brought to a standstill. Everybody's running around with their masks on, hysterical. The germs, the germs. I mean, you talk about people just puckering up over germs. By the way, we live in a sea and in a world of germs. Shocking, I know. People don't know that. Come on, you guys have got to know that we live in a sea of germs anyway. I mean, that's just the way things kind of go, you know. We do that. We absolutely do that. So, okay, so we've got this whole situation going on with you know, what's going to be happening with all these states? What's going to be happening with Flynn? Okay, so let's just kind of get really right down to it. Let's talk about what's going on with Mr. Flynn. And this has been something that has been developing for a long time. As you know, it's the whole Russiagate thing. This is the genesis of the Russiagate situation before Trump became president. Historically, we've done that. Now, listen, we have covered this story from the very beginning when they first came out with this whole notion of an indictment, and also what was he doing talking to the Russian ambassador. And, you know, we announced, we told you what we had learned, and we're standing behind our story, that Mr. Flynn was tasked to meet with the ambassador to get certain documents, that were picked up. And these documents contained information about child sex trafficking. And he picked them up. And, of course, they were keenly aware, the other team, the Obama files, the Clinton files, the Comey files, that one of the things that makes the most money for the other team, like the cartels and the Chinese, is human trafficking. See, on the Chinese side, you got human trafficking for organ transplants and slavery, like the Uyghurs, right? Like the Falun Gong people. And just, you know, they make money, lots of money on trafficking. And here in the United States, trafficking of all varieties, you know, we call it the trafficking in human flesh and slavery, is a big money maker for the cartels. And, of course, then you get child sex trafficking as part of that, sort of a bonus item. And then you have all kinds of very sad and sick things happening to children that are abducted or bought and sold in the child sex trafficking rings for various sexual pleasures of various elites around the world. This is a very disgusting conversation, but that's exactly what they do. And, you know, again, I was trained by the Los Angeles Police Department Crimes Against Children's Task Force in the 80s about all this. Hours upon hours upon hours upon hours of training. Very specialized, and I've had to use it professionally. And so I'm well aware of what goes on here and who the players are and the cast of characters around the world. And so when Flynn meets up with the Russian ambassador, and keep this in mind, that just months before, Vladimir Putin had closed down the adoption agencies and the orphanages primarily to Americans. No more children were going to be adopted by Americans, according to what Putin laid down. So given to Flynn was a list of people and places, aircraft, manifests, pilots, that were constantly arriving in St. Petersburg for the child sex trafficking, and then loaded on planes and flown away. So the documents included manifest, names and places and times and destinations, all this stuff that really linked a worldwide trafficking ring, primarily for children. That's what he got his hands on. And they did not know what he got his hands on, but they were very suspicious about what he had. And they knew that if, in fact, it was what they thought it was, we're talking about the Obama files, then it was worth it to them to turn everything on, because remember, they're still in power, to turn everything up and try and destroy Donald Trump before he even got to be president, try and discredit him as much as possible, to distract him, to dissuade him, because this is information they just cannot have out, that all these elites in Hollywood, by the way, I'm sorry, but it's 2020, it's the last day of April. Have you guys heard much out of Hollywood lately? That's right, you've heard crickets. I wonder why that, and why is Disneyland closed? Oh, they're all closed, I'm sorry. Well, they're doing a lot of construction, right? Oh, it's the COVID virus. Sure it is. Maybe it was that list of Flynn's. So they have to do something with Flynn because he got the list, and he's the guy that Obama fired. You know, when he was with Obama, they fired him. And Trump said, oh, if Obama fired him, I'm hiring the guy, which is exactly what he did. So you know what? Flynn knew secrets from the Obama administration. Perfect. So when they got the list, it was like, ah, wunderbar. And of course, it was a panic going on the other side. You can imagine Obama knowing that the pedophile rings were about to be found out by Donald Trump, which everybody kind of knew. Listen, this is what is really interesting about this whole case with Flynn, and I'm looking at the perspective of the Obama folks. They got the list for all this stuff, and they're like hysterical. And their reaction was like hysterical. We're going to crush him in the months that we have left. We're going to crush Donald Trump, and it's never going to get out, and he's never going to become president. They really thought that was going to happen? You know, it's like people telling us that New California State's not going to happen. Of course it is. It's moving right along. It's progressing. It's getting there. And nothing's going to stop it. So that's what happened to the presidency there. Nothing happened because, well, I mean, things were happening, but he was brought in and inaugurated now, wasn't he? And people are going, wow, that's a paradigm shift. But they didn't quite understand how much of a paradigm shift. But they were very, very paranoid and became very, very clumsy, which is exactly what happened in the case of Flynn. And so you had the FBI task through James Comey. By the way, James Comey's the protector. He always has been a protector for the Clintons primarily. But he was clearly the protector because he knew what the potential of that list was if it was all about the pedophile rings. James Comey knew, being a victim himself, but also being part of the protection racket for all these people. Let's go back to HSBC. It was James Comey who was one of the directors at HSBC on their board, directing money for what? Directing money for the formation of ISIS so that they could turn the Middle East on its ears and create another human trafficking situation. Remember the Arab Spring and all the refugees? Wow. That was wunderbar. massive numbers of human beings could move across the continent, some being bought and sold. See, the slavery thing just has never really lost its allure to the Democratic Party and the Democrats. They've always kind of hung on to it, from the KKK to hanging black people in the South. They're still at it. Now it's little children that they're stealing. We'll be back.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is, we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, A21R.com. That's A21R.com, and of course, NewCaliforniaState.com. We're talking about this whole situation with Michael Flynn. And this is, if you haven't heard already, this is the big news story right now. But we're kind of giving you a little bit of background about what Flynn was actually doing when he was meeting with the Russian ambassador. And his mission was to find out about pedophile rings and also child sex trafficking and human trafficking. The trafficking in human flesh and slavery, like we like to call it. Of course, we call it that because it's slavery. And, you know, Nancy Pelosi enjoys this stuff. These are the people I just described to you that people like Schumer and Adam Schiff and all those guys love to protect. the cartels, the sex traffickers, all these, that's their constituency. Come on. And you think that they deserve to be in the highest places of power? And this has been going on for years with these folks. This is not just a little bit of a waste, you know. Here we go. I'm going to play for you the clip from Flynn's new attorney so you get some sort of a understanding of what's going on here. I think I am. It seems like it's going to start up here. It's got the circling thing going around and around and around. We wanted to make sure that this happens, and here I am talking. Well, of course, it doesn't seem to want to cooperate with us, right? Let's try it this way. I guess they don't want us to do that. Anyway, this is an interesting situation because explosive new internal FBI documents unsealed yesterday show that top bureau officials discussed their motivations for interviewing then National Security Advisor Michael Flynn in the White House in January 2017. The handwritten notes written by the FBI's former head of counterintelligence, Bill Priestap, after a meeting with then FBI Director James Comey and then FBI Director Andrew McCabe. Now, Andrew McCabe delivered $750,000 to the Senate candidate in Virginia, who was going against then State Senator Dick Black. Oh, really? Because, you see, McCabe's wife was running against him. And he happened to have gotten $750,000. See, this hasn't come out yet. But I can tell you, in the Flynn case, it's going to come out. I mean, I'm sorry. It's the next case after this, because I think the judge is going to throw it out. I think he's going to throw it out. Fox News is told, further, suggested that agents planned to get Flynn to admit to breaking the Logan Act and catch him in a lie. The Logan Act is an obscure statute that has never been used in a criminal prosecution. Enacted in 1799, it was intended to prevent individuals from falsely claiming to represent the United States abroad in an era before telephones. What is our goal? One of the notes read, quote, what is our goal? Quote, truth, admission, or get him to lie so we can prosecute him or get him fired, unquote. If we get him to admit to breaking the Logan Act, give facts to DOJ, have them decide, another note read. Constitutional law professor Jonathan Turley called the documents implicating and chilling. The bombshell material strongly suggested the agents weren't truly concerned about Flynn's intercepted contacts with then-Russian ambassador Sergei Kislyak, except as a pretext. Former President Obama personally had warned the Trump administration against hiring Flynn and made clear he was not a fan. According to multiple officials, Obama fired Flynn as head of the Defense Intelligence Agency in 2014. Which, by the way, was an agency, by the way, that had control over all of the intelligence gathering of all the military units. The Justice Department turned over the documents just this week. So, this goes back 3 years, right? Even though a February 2018 standing order in the case required the government to turn over any exculpatory materials in its possession that pertained to Flynn. Fox News is told even more exculpatory documents are forthcoming as Attorney General Bill Barr continues to oversee the DOJ's investigation into the handling of the Flynn case. Now, I want to get back to something here in the comment, this whole thing. The bombshell materials, remember, words have meaning. The bombshell material strongly suggests the agents weren't truly concerned about Flynn's intercepted contacts with then Russian ambassador Sergei Kislyak. except as a pretext. A pretext to do what? A pretext to get a FISA warrant. Now, they used the pretext on telephone conversations. They said were recorded to get the FISA, but they weren't recorded because they could not listen in to Flynn's conversations with Kislyak, because Flynn had something called deaf on his phone. It's very salient to know that, you deaf folks. Flynn previously charged that top FBI officials, including McCabe, pressed him not to have the White House counsel present during the questioning with two agents present with them. Okay, so this is the setup. Flynn previously charged that the two top FBI officials, including McCabe, pressed him not to have White House counsel present during the questioning with two agents. That ultimately led to his guilty plea on a single charge of lying to federal authorities. One of those agents was Peter Strzok, who since has been fired from the Bureau after his anti-Trump text messaging came to light. Flynn has withdrawn his guilty plea and has been seeking exoneration, saying the FBI engaged in egregious misconduct. Flynn, who has said more recently that he did not lie to the FBI, pleaded guilty in late 2017 as mounting legal fees pushed him to sell his home, and that's not a good thing, obviously. Unsealed FBI notes reveal the intent of the FBI's January 24th interview to Flynn. What is our goal, quote, truth admission or get him to lie so we can prosecute Flynn and get him fired? So the notes are up on the article that we have on Agenda 21 Radio. You can actually see the notes there. So this brings up a whole host of things. This is the opening salvo of Bill Barr in the extent of what we've got. This is the beginning. And like I was talking to people before the show at about 3 a.m. Pacific time, why do I do these things? And they were saying the first domino just went down. And I say it went down big. Because now, what I'll tell you, this leads all the way to President Obama and so many other folks. It's going to be an interesting next several months before the election comes about, because there's going to be more of this. And McCabe, clearly these guys are going to jail. They're going to be charged. This is the thing. They're going to be arrested. They're going to be charged. They're going to lose everything they have. They're going to be sued by Flynn. And then they're going to be trotted off to prison. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to a21r.com, that's a21r.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's a21r.com and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Friday noon, downtown City Park. There's going to be a lot of protests going on in California here, by the way. A lot of protests. Stand for Freedom rally planned in Paso Robles on May 1st. That's a wonderful thing. And this is by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo, not the California Republican Party. We're going to be talking about this in the second hour. I think we're going to talk about it in the second hour, maybe. But mostly we're going to talk about these states nationally that are in trouble financially and what's the options for them, right? What are the options for them going forward? We have also a whole bunch of other rallies going on throughout the state of California. It's just really, really big, you know. A memorandum from the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights and all United States attorneys. Washington, D.C. Shocking. Shocking I get this. Much help was brought to bring this to bear. Now this, you know, actually I've seen this, but this is the most recent one. Shocking. I love shocking moments, and I'm pleased to be reading this. Aha. So it says here, memorandum for the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights and the United States Attorneys from the Attorney General, William P. Barr. Subject, balancing public safety with the preservation of civil rights. The current national crisis related to COVID-19 has required the imposition of extraordinary restrictions on all of our daily lives. Millions of Americans across the nation have been ordered to stay in their homes, leaving only for essential necessary reasons, while countless businesses and other gathering places have been ordered to close their doors indefinitely. These kinds of restrictions have been necessary in order to stop the spread of a deadly disease, but there is no denying that they have imposed tremendous burdens on the daily lives of all Americans. In prior memorandum, I directed our prosecutors to prioritize cases against those seeking to illicitly profit from the pandemic, either by hoarding scarce medical resources to sell them for appropriate prices, or by defrauding people who are already in dire circumstances due to the severe problems the pandemic has caused. We have pursued those efforts vigorously and will continue to do so. Now I'm directing each of our United States attorneys to also be on the lookout for state and local directives that could be violating the constitutional rights and civil liberties of individual citizens. as the Department of Justice explained recently in guidance to states and localities taking steps to battle the pandemic, even in times of emergency when reasonable and temporary restrictions are placed on rights, the First Amendment and federal statutory law prohibit discrimination against religious institutions and religious believers. The legal restrictions on state and local authorities are not limited to discrimination against religious institutions and religious believers. For example, the Constitution also forbids in certain circumstances discrimination against disfavored speech and undue influence with the national economy. If a state or local ordinance crosses the line from an appropriate exercise of authority to stop the spread of COVID-19 into an overbearing infringement of constitutional and statutory protections, the Department of Justice may have an obligation to address that overreach in federal court. I am thereby directing the Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights, Eric Breedban, and Matthew Schneider, the U.S. Attorney for the Eastern District of Michigan, to oversee and coordinate our efforts to monitor state and local policies and, if necessary, take action to correct them. They should work not only with all Department of Justices and federal agencies, but with state and local officials as well. Many policies that would be unthinkable in regular times have become commonplace in recent weeks, and we do not want to unduly interfere with the important efforts of state and local officials to protect the public. But the Constitution is not suspended in times of crisis. We must therefore be vigilant to ensure its protections are preserved at the same time that the public is protected. I thank you for your attention to this important initiative and for your service to our country. Okay, well, there you have it. We're going to be looking at you, and that's exactly what they're doing. So if you want to go out and have a mass rally, have it. And, you know, the overbearance of shutting off the beaches when there's no there. Jiminy Christmas. You know, that's the other thing. You know, you take a look at, let's see if we can get this one up here. We're going to go ahead and get the Epoch Times. I'm hunting and pecking right now. But there's, we've got to check in and see what our death toll is here in California. I think that's probably what we're going to be looking for is what is the death toll, huh? And they always have one that's really kind of nice. Oh, here we go. So that's really kind of nice to look at. And for the Epoch Times, if I can get to the regular thing. Okay, here we go. They might, I think they pull it up here and show it. But the rest of the United States, we have the option on Agenda 21 Radio. You can go down and check out that whole John Hopkins map. Well, let's run by that one real quick, too. We'll check it out and see if the computer's thinking again and see what the death rate is on all this stuff. It's kind of funny that these numbers are kind of moving around a little bit. In California, anyway, right now it says, what does it say here? Click to read more cases in California. Let's see that. And God, they got all kinds of frightening things coming up here. They're not going to give it to us, so I'm going to go back to Agenda 21 Radio. And we'll get some of these numbers up here for you so you can kind of understand what they're talking about. And then we can kind of play around. You know, those two guys at Erickson and, oh man, I can't remember the guy's name. Here I go again. I'm going to have it in front of me again like I did yesterday. They've been kind of celebrated as heroes now in California, as they should be. When we come back, we're going to get those numbers for you. See how many people are still alive and how many are dead. Total deaths in the world is 228,625 out of 7.7 billion people. Total confirmed is 3 million. Total test results in, okay. So recoveries. Stay with us.
Protecting your phone conversations from snooping agencies, foreign governments, and those who would use your conversations to hurt you and your family is the most important action that you can take today. DEF, Defense Enabling Assisting Framework, protects all your conversations and text messages. Don't find your conversations on social media sites or in the storage bins with big governments around the world. protect your conversations today with the DEF system. I've used the DEF system since 2014 and have been 100% protected. Go to A21R.com, that's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. That's A21R.com, and sign up for the DEF system today. Protect your conversations today with the DEF system.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Agenda 21 Radio is brought to you by Aram Solar. Yes, if you want to make sure your house is powered and you want solar, go to Aram Solar. But also, because of the recent behavior of California, boy, how appropriate it is we're talking about that right now. Shutting off power to 43 counties is not a fun thing. And by the way, it doesn't need to happen. But if it does happen, you need to be prepared. Get yourself a generator for your house. Aram Solar can do just that. It can provide electrical power at any time for any shortage that pops on. If your power pops off, they will pop on with a generator. All you need to do is give them a call at 866-676-5276. That's 866-676-5276. That's Aram Solar, the best solar you can get, but also the best generation you can get when your house runs out of energy. Don't let yourself be held hostage by the energy companies any longer. That's 866-676-5276, Aram Solar.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat
and put on the Kevlar.
It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
So we're looking at the grisly results of what we have going on here. And interesting, they don't give us a total death count for the United States in the Johns Hopkins thing, which I find interesting. The total confirmed cases in the world is only 3 million. Listen, 3 million as opposed to... Now, remember, a billion is 1,000 million. 1,000 million. And right now... Just look at the calculation here. You can see we're going to go 0.000, about six times zeros to three. Well, that gives you the number. That's the percentage of people that are confirmed. The total deaths, you have to add a couple more zeros, is 0.000000. I think I've got enough zeros. 0.02. That's the probability of the percentage. That's a ludicrous number. In other words, that we shouldn't be fearing this. This is. You know, listen, I had it. I know how bad it is. And one death is bad, I know. It can be deadly. But to have this kind of hysteria shutting down everything is not the way to do it. And by the way, if somebody does get it, you isolate them. It's called quarantine. And the rest of us who've had it that aren't sick don't need to be quarantined. We've never been quarantined before, and we've had a lot of other more serious viruses and flus that have sprung up around the world, and we've survived it. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Stay with us. We've got a lot more coming up for you here in the next couple of hours. Remember to visit our website, a21r.com, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, stay strong, America. We are exceptional Americans.
sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.